Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Tes, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the final stretch, the last daf of Perek Shavuos Shtayim Basras. At the end of the daf, the Gemara said that Eifa, he was the name of an Amora, Tani Shavuos Bei Rabba. He learned Masech the Shavuos Bei Rabba, and Paga Ba Avimi Yachor. After he finished learning Masech the Shavuos, he met his brother Avimi, and they started talking and learning regarding Masech the Shavuos. Avimi asked Eifa questions, and Eifa seemed to keep on getting it wrong. The last exchange that they had was Avimi asked Eifa, what would be if a person swears, Shaloi Oichal Eser, he swears he won't eat 10 Te'inim, let's say, Vetesha. And then afterwards he swore again that he's not going to eat 9. So he told him back, Einichai Valachas. It's a case where a person essentially made two shvuos saying the same thing, because once the person swore that he's not going to eat 10 te'enim, bechlal eser teisha, bechlal mosayim mana, obviously he means he won't eat 9 either. So if that's the case, the second shvuah of shalei oichal teisha is not going to be chal. So in the event that this person would in fact eat 10, if he ate it b'shoigig, eini chayv ala achas, he's only going to be chayv one carbon oil of a yoyrit. Amalei ishtabash, he told him you're making a mistake. Eser hu deloy ochel, hatesha mi ochel. It's not true, because the second shvuah is actually adding on the first shvuah. The first shvuah was, I won't eat 10, meaning if I only eat 9, there's no iser. Now that he said shvuah shaloy ochel tesha, he's adding, he's saying that not only can't I eat 10, I even can't eat 9. As a result, the second shvuah is chal. Once the second shvuah is chal, if this person would in fact eat 10, he would be chayiv for the shvuah shalo yoichal eser, that was the first shvuah, and for the second shvuah shalo yoichal tesha. In other words, Eifa got the wrong answer. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Zimden de Mishkachas al behode Eifa kidamar. I could actually make Eifa's halacha work, meaning Eifa's halacha, shvuah shalo yoichal eser, shvuah shalo yoichal tesha, eni chayiv ala achas, even though at first glance Avimi told Eifa he's wrong, but I have a scenario where what Eifa said is right, eni chayiv ala achas. How's that? The Amar Rabba said, Shvuah Shalo Yechal Teinim V'Anovim. If a person swore that he's not going to eat Teinim and Anovim, V'Chazav Amar, and then he swore a second time, Shvuah Shalo Yechal Teinim. So the Halach is both Shvuah Sachal. Why? Because the second Shvuah is Moisif on the first Shvuah. The first Shvuah was, I won't eat Teinim and Anovim. The second Shvuah was, I won't even eat only Teinim. It's similar to Shvuah Shalo Yechal Eser, Shvuah Shalo Yechal Tesha, where Avimi said the halacha is there's two Shvuahs. It's not in Shvuah Chal al Shvuah, because the second Shvuah was being moist. Stating that, Rabbi continued, he said, V'achal Teinim, what if this person ate Teinim? So right now, what did he do? He was over the second Shvuah. The second shvuah was shvuah shalei oichal teinim, and he was over half of the first shvuah, because the first shvuah was shvuah shalei oichal anovim and shvuah shalei oichal teinim. The hifrish carbon, and he was mafresh a carbon. He did a b'shoigig for the fact that he ate teinim, meaning for the fact that he was over the second shvuah. Va'achakach ochal anovim, and afterwards he ate anovim only. So you would think at this point that he should have to now bring a second carbon. Again, assuming he did a b'shoigig. Because when he ate the te'enim, he was over the second shvuah. Now that he ate the anovim, it comes out he ate te'enim and anovim, which was the subject of the first shvuah. So you would think, at this point, he should be chayv to bring a second carbon. Stating that, Rabbi said, the halacha is chatzi shir, v'chatzi shir lo mechayv carbon. That when you ate the anovim, you were only eating half of what you had said you're going to eat. We don't mean chatzi shir, as in the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shir is awesome in a Torah. It's a misnomer. What we mean is he ate half of what he had sworn he wasn't going to eat, and it's for that reason he's not going to have to bring a carbon. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is a very big chiddush. Meaning, it's true. If a person swears shalei oichal teinav anovim, and then he swears again, shvur shalei oichal teinim, and he eats teinav anovim, he should be chayiv twice. For eating teinav and anovim, he's chayiv for the first shvur. For eating teinim, he's chayiv for the second shvur. How could the second shvur be chal? Because it was moisif on the first shvur. So it comes out there are two shvurs ba'olam, and you clearly violated both shvurs. Stating that if you were mafresh a carbon for eating teinim, in between the time that you ate the te'enim and the time that you ate the anovim, it's considered a hefsik, so that we can't be mitzaref anymore, the achilas te'enim and the achilas anovim, for you to be chayiv for shvuah shalei oichal te'enim ve'anovim. And why were you mafresh a carbon? Because you had violated the second shvuah. So when you violated the second shvuah, and at that point it was only the second shvuah, because you only ate te'enim and you were mafresh a carbon, so it's very good. It's afreshas carbon for the second thing that for the second shvua that you were over. But now if you eat anovim, you can't be mitzarif the achilas teinim and the achilas anovim, because the afroshas carbon is considered a mafsik. It's a machalik. Once it's a mafsik, if you later eat anovim, you're not going to be chayiv for the anovim. So he said very geshmak abaya, hochinami. I could tell you, maybe that's what Eifa heard. In the same case, if a person swears, I won't eat 10, and then he swears, I won't eat 9. What did Eifa say? What was the kasha? Why you only chayiv 1? You should be chayiv 2. Says you ate 9. The hifrish carbon. Why were you mafish a carbon? Because when you ate 9 b'shoigig, you were over the second shvua, so you're now obligated to bring an oil of a yoyred. The achar kach, after you were mafish the carbon, you ate the 10th one. Ochal asiris, havelo asiris chatzishir. That asiris can't be mitzdarif anymore to the first 9 because the carbon is mafsik. The carbon is mechalik, just like in the two shvuas with teinim and anovim, and then to einim. So the asiris itself, that's chatzi. That's only part of the shvua. Chatzishir lo mechayv. So maybe that's what Eifa meant when he said einim. It's true, if it was a classic case where the person ate 10 behelim echad, then of course he'd be chayif too. The halacha b'mayaskina, where you were mafish a carbon after you were over one of the shvuos, the second shvuah. At that point, you can't be mitzarif anymore, the 10th with the 9, and that's why einu chayif elo achas. Zok the Mishnah. Eizo yishvuah shav. Right, it's just the chiddush in the carbon. Eizo yishvuah shav. So, go from shvuas bitui to Shavuos Shav. So what's Shavuos Shav? Shavuos Shav is one of the 10 commandments. It's one of the Aseres Hadibros. The Torah says, Lo yisisa Shem Hashem Elokecha la'shav, ki lo yinake Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if somebody swears in vain, it's so chomer, lo yinake Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. What's an example of Shavuos Shav? And the Mishnah gives several examples. Nishba l'shayna says, how you do a lot? This is the most well-known example. If a person swears about something that everybody knows is not true. For example, Omar Alamuchal Evan, Shuz shows up. So you have a beam that's made of stone, and this person swears in the name of Hashem that it's really gold. Va'al ish, shehu isha. Va'al ho isha, shehi ish. Those are examples, classic, quintessential examples of Anishba l'shanes as yadu la'adam of shvuah shav nishba davashi efshaloi. If a person swears about something that's not possible to happen, and loyro isi gomel shaprech baver, so he swears regarding a flying camel. The Gemara will explain this. Then loyro isi nachash kekeres beisabat, or he swears about the fact that he saw a snake that was like the beam of an olive press. Amale edim bo vayiduni. Or if somebody goes over to two edim who saw edus that would help him in court, and he's tevei them, and he says, will you please come on my behalf and testify? And they say, shvuah shaloi na'idech. We swear we will not testify on your behalf. Meaning, I agree, we saw what you think we saw, but we're not going to do it. That's also an example of shvuah shav. Why? Because they're obligated to say edus. The Torah says, v'm lo yagid v'nos avoynos. So if you see edus and you know edus that could benefit somebody, you have an obligation to go to Bezdin and actually testify. So if these people would swear shvur shaloi na'idech, essentially, they're swearing to be mevatel a mitzvah, and this is a chiddush. If someone swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's a shvur shav. And the Mishnah says in Mefurish, nishba levatel sa mitzvah, shaloi lasoi sukkah, v'shaloi liter lulav, v'shaloi lahaniach tefillin. These are all examples of nishba levatel sa mitzvah. And if someone's nishba levatel sa mitzvah, it's shvur shav. So it's interesting, because we spoke out earlier in the week, lomdus, when it comes to nishba levatel sa mitzvah, ain't shvur chal al shvur, the shvur is not chal. Is it not chal at all, or is it only not chal le'inyin carbon, the Ran and the Darim Dav Chesamad Aleph? But here's another wrinkle, another sif katan in the laws of Nishba Levatel Sa Mitzvah, that in addition to the Shvuah's Bitui component, there's a Shvuah Shav component. Because if a person swears that he's going to be Mevatel Mitzvah, even though technically he could, but being that he doesn't have a right to do it, it's not something that you're allowed to do. It's for that reason it actually falls under the purview of Shavuos Shav, and it falls into the geder of Kilo Yinake Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Zuhi Shavuos Shav. These are examples of Shavuos Shav. Shechayoven al Zdoine Makis, Val Shigigoso Potter. If someone's over Shavuos Shav, what's the halacha? If he does it, b'mezid, Malkis. Why? I thought it's a lav she'im b'maisa. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Bishum Rashbi, we had it earlier in the parak. It says, Kilo Yinake Hashem, Hashem Huda in Menaka. Avo Bezdin, Shalmata, Menake Noisai, Umalke Noisai. So there is Malkus. This is a Chiddush, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Chutzmi Nishban, Meimar, Umakabel, Mekalel, one of the three times where there's Malkus even for a Lav Shein Bemais. So if somebody's over Shavuos Shav, number one, Chayavin al Zdoina Makis, Va'al Shigigasa Pater, but at the same time, There's no if a person swears that he's going to eat this kikar, and then he swears again, I swear I'm not going to eat this kikar. So he made two shvuos that contradicted each other. First he swore he's going to eat the kikar, and then he swore he's not going to eat the kikar. So what's the halacha? Harishayna shvuos bita. The first shvuos is a good shvuos bita. That's a regular shvuos sha'ichal kikar zu. Vahashniya, the second shvuos shav. Because at this point, you're a nishbal of atlas ha-mitzvah. Once you swore shvuos sha'ichal, you can't swear shvuos sha'loi oichal. Because at this point, I'm swearing levatel. And if you're a nishbal levatel, the Mishnah just said, zuhi shvuos shav. That's a shvuos shav. And it's for that reason, says the Mishnah, achlo, if this person goes now and he eats, over al shvuos shav, he's going to be over on the shvuos shav. Loi achlo, if he doesn't eat, Avra Shvuos Bitoy, he'll be over on the Shvuos Bitoy. The Shvuos Bitoy was Shvuos Ha'eichla. So if he doesn't eat, he's over on the Shvuos Bitoy. If he does eat, he's over on the Shvuos Shav. It sounds like, by the way, he's only over the Shvuos Shav if he eats. But if he doesn't eat, he's not over the Shvuos Shav. L'chura, Manav Shach, he should be over the Shvuos Shav. The Shvuos Shav is a Shvuos Shav. Whether you eat or do you don't eat, it's the Gemara's Kasha later in the Gemara. Sokta Gemara, Amarula. So the Mishnah gave examples of Eizohi Shvuos Shav. First example was, Nishba L'shanais Es HaYadul La'an. First person swears to be Meshana, something that everybody knows is true. And the Mishnah gave examples. Ala mut shal even shu shal za, valo isha hu isha, valo isha shehi ish. That's the classic, that's Rashi's example in Chumash of Parshas Yisroi. That's the classic Shvuah Shav. Amarulu, what does it mean, Yadua? For hu shenikra l'gibol b'nei adam. Three people have to be aware of it. You'd think Yadua means everybody knows. But the Ula says, if three people know something and you swear not that way, that's considered already shvua shav. Nishbal davashi efshar loy. So what was examples of davashi efshar? In loy ro'isi gomel poireach ba'aver. So if you read the words in the Mishnah seems to be saying a person swearing that I didn't see a gomel shapireach ba'aver. Right? Read the Mishnah. Nishba al davar she'i efshar loy. A person swore regarding something that's not possible. For example, in loy ro'isi, he's swearing that I did not see a gomel shapireach ba'aver. Freik de gemara, shvua she ro'isi loy kamar. The lashon Mishnah was not that the person swore that he did see a gomel pireach ba'aver, a camel flying in the air. May in loy ro'isi, it says he's swearing that he didn't see it. That's not nishba l'shanos esayadua. Why is that shvua shav? Abaye Amar, Abaye said, you're right, tini, you have to edit it, shvua shero yisi. Even though the Mishnah says, leiro yisi, Abaye says that's not the correct girsa in the Mishnah, but rather the correct girsa in the Mishnah would be shvua shero yisi. Rav Amar, Rav says, ba'oyme yasur kol peris shabayla malai. It's talking about where a person made a neder. He said, I want all the peris in the world to be asur to me, or maybe it was a shvua, but the point is, the person's creating some iser, al yidei his dibor, and he makes it contingent. What's the contingency? He creates a tenai. I only want this iser to be in effect if I didn't see a gomel perech ba'aver. That's the lashon of loyri. He's not swearing that I didn't see a gomel perech ba'aver. He's creating a ned. He's creating a shvua. He's making it contingent upon im loyro isi. And it's for that reason, if it was a shvua, that it's going to be Shavua Shav. But the Rishonim all ask, Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rishonim all ask, how do you make it any better? At the end of the day, why is this a Shavua Shav? He said he wants the Shavua to be Chal in Lo Ro'isi. So the assumption is he didn't see it, because if you think you saw a camel flying, you need help. It's not something that you can see. So essentially, he's creating a nice Shavua. He just, for whatever reason, made it dependent on a silly tonight. But at the end of the day, why is that a Shavua Shav? Shavua Shav would be where there's something wrong with the shvua. It's shvua sheker and some. This is not a shvua sheker. Why would this be deemed to be a shvua shav? Says the Ramban, pshat in the Gemara must be that being that most people don't want peiros ba'olam to be asur to them, back in the day, if you couldn't eat fruit, there were slim pickings after that. So if he can't eat peiros, what's he going to eat? So it's not mistaber that a person wants to go aser kol peiros shabayilam alai. So it's yitachi, you know what the person is saying? I'll make all the peiros shabayilam aser if I didn't see a gomel aperech baver. Nobody wants to make peiros aser. So probably what he's implying is that he really did see a gomel aperech baver. So as if he swore he saw a gomel aperech baver, it's for that reason, it's going to be a shvua shav. But only Ravina the Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, I don't understand this whole halacha. Let's go with Abaye's pshat, the simpler pshat of the Mishnah. Abaye said, the second example the Mishnah gives of a shvua shav is if somebody swears shvua shero yisi, not the girsa that we have in the Mishnah, shvua shero yisi gomel shapereach baver. So if a person says, I swear I saw a gomel, a camel flying, Malkis kilo yinaka Hashem. It's horrible. It's very, very chomer. Freak the Gemara. Ravina told Rav Ashi, maybe when this person said gomel, he didn't really mean gomel. Maybe what he meant was he saw a bird. It was so big, it was the size of a gomel. He's exaggerating. It wasn't really the size of a gomel, but it was really, really big. But the point is, maybe that's what he meant. What's the kasha? How could Bezin give a malchus? Does this person have a right to walk into Bezin with an alibi? He's going to hire a good Jewish lawyer, and he's going to tell him, listen, this is what we're going to say. When you said gomel, you didn't mean gomel. Because it's true. Whoever saw a gomel at Brech Bahavar, it's a silly thing. You saw a big bird, it was like a gomel. And that's why, is that a good argument? That was Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Meaning, maybe this person can come with a koyach hatayna and say, I didn't mean gomel. Gomel would be shvushav. I meant to say, I saw a really big bird. That's not shvushav. Meaning, would Bezin give him malchus or would Bezin not give him malchus? It sounds like Bezin would give him malchus. It sounds like he has no koyach hatayna to get out of this situation. Freak the Gemara, why not? Amalei Ravina le Rav Ashi, why can't he say that? The Chitema says the Gemara, basar pumei azlinon. Foloi azlinon basar. So you're going to tell me, because a person can't say that even though I said one thing, I really meant something else. That's a very slippery slope to go down. In the sugyas of Nashim Nezikin, it's known as Dvarim Shebalev, but you want to start going down that road and you want to say that even though the person said gomel, he didn't mean gomel, he meant tzipa the size of a gomel, but says the Gemara, I'll prove to you that in Hilcha Shvuos, a person could say that. Because Vatanya learned in a Braisa, when there used to be Mashbiya somebody in Bezdin, for example, Shvuos Hadayonim, Shvuos Maite B'Mitzah, Shvuos Eidechot, Shvuos HaPekodin. Omerle, they would tell him, Heavy Idea, I want you to know before you swear, Shloy Al Daid Chodim Ashbi Noyscha, that you're going to say certain words in your Shvuah, and don't think that you have your own interpretation for these words, and as a result, based on your interpretation, you're going to be swearing truthfully, even though, clappy our understanding of what you're saying, you're swearing falsely. It's not the way it works. Rather, Ela Al Datenu V'Al Daz Bezdin. The definition of the words that you're going to utter right now are going to be based on our understanding of those words. And it's for that reason they would tell it to him to make him weird. Says the Gemara. Why do they have to tell this to him? My time, doesn't it sound like Lab Yishum Darmina Duma is Kunduri Yahivle? It sounds like, because otherwise, let's say this person's going to swear that I paid back the money that's owed to me. There's a Toyin Venitin, there's a Shailon Bezdin right now, and Reuven is being tevei money from Shimon. Shimon says, I already paid you. He say, really? Swear. Whatever the case was, you have to swear. The person's going to go up and he's going to swear that I gave $100 to Reuven. Now, he really didn't give $100 to Reuven. So he's swearing falsely, right? No, because in his mind, he decided that he uses the word $100 to describe something else that he actually did give Reuven. So he's going to go over to Reuven, he's going to give him something. He's going to give him something narish. Then he's going to swear he gave him the $100, swearing not on what people understand being $100, but based on what he really gave him. And as a result, it's not going to be a shvuah shekel. So that's what they tried preempting. So they told him, listen, loy al daitcha anu mashpia noyscha, ela al datenu valtaz bezdin. But it certainly sounds like that ordinarily a person can play this game. And a person could say that I'm going to say gomel. I don't really mean gomel, I mean tzipor, I'm just going to say gomel. So why is it so poshet that this person gets malchus for swearing shvuah or isi gomel shapirech ba'aver? Why can't he have a taina? Again, assuming he has this taina. But why can't a person come with a taina and say that I didn't mean gomel? I meant the tzipor, and as a result, we're going to prevent him from giving malchus. Says the Gemara, no. Really, when a person swears, he swears al das what people think he's saying is. So if a person says gomel, it means gomel. And if a person says money, it means money. And you can't stop playing mind games and saying, I swear I gave you money because I gave you a piece of paper, and in my mind, a piece of paper means money. Why then did they have to tell this person that they were making swear in Bezin? It's because there was a Maisa Shahaya once. What happened was, there was a person that once had a swear in Bezin that he gave money back to his Malva. So what he did was, he gave him a little brown paper bag, and he said, will you hold this for me, please? And he said, sure, I'll hold it. And there was money inside. And then he went into Bezdin, and he swore that he gave him the money. But, so he didn't swear falsely. But really, what Bezdin meant was that you give him the money, b'toiris piroyin for the chayv. So on that level, we have to bavar, because really, he's swearing truthfully. He's not making up definitions. He's not starting to call a tzipa or a gomel. That's not what's going on over here. He's actually telling the truth. So for that type of thing, we tell him, that if you punk snuck a few dollars into his pocket when he wasn't looking or in some conniving way, that won't be a kiyum of your shvuah. So realize, when you swear that you didn't give him money, it means our understanding of giving money. He didn't pay up the chayv, but not that be medayik from there that a person could start making up definitions. Zok Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a geshmakaraya. V'chei matzino k'sheshbi ha-moish es Yisrael. So at this point, we're familiar with mushba v'oimid me'ar Sinai. That when the Yidden stood at the foot of our Sinai, tachtes ahar, ke'ish echad b'lev echad. And they said, nasa v'nishma, v'teresh v'iksav. And then it was kofalein har k'gigis, v'teresh v'alpet. Not only did they say, I will accept the Torah, but they swore that they'll accept the Torah. And that's why every Isser Torah has in it an Isser Shvuah. There's an Isser Shvuah component to every single Isser Torah. Says the Braisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashpia Klal Yisrael at that time, he told him, "Du, you should know. The same thing that Bezdin would tell every person that was swearing Shvuas Adayonim and Shvuas Abagadim, that's what they told him. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu ratcheted it up a little bit. He told him, I'm letting you know right now, you're swearing Aldaiti and Valdas HaMokin. So whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks you're saying, that's what you're saying. Freit the Gemara v'amai. Why did he have to do that? Lei Malahu, why could he just keep it simple? He should have just said, Kaimu Maida Amar Eloika. Why did he just say, swear that you are going to do everything that Hashem said you have to do? And just use the word aleika. Why do you have to say that you're swearing al daiti val das amok? Says the Gemara, lav, isn't the reason? Because maybe what Klal Yisrael is going to think in their minds is really we want to be Eved Avodah Zarah. We're not really holding by being Mekabel the Torah. And we're going to do everything aleika says. But you know aleika is to us? We're going to make up that some of the Zohar is called Aleika, and that's what we're really being Makabel. So to preempt that, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you can't do that. So your Shvuah, that you're going to do what I say you're going to do, is based on my definition of Aleika. But the point is, the reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that you're swearing Al Daiti Valdas Amokim is because otherwise the Shvuah could have been null and void. It could have been dead on arrival, because in their minds, they could have had in mind something else. So what do you see? A person could have in mind his own definition when it comes to the law of the Shvuah. But the Gemara says, lie. There it's different. There, because Klal Yisrael was swearing, I'm going to do everything that Aleika said we're going to do. And the problem is, Mishum Da'avid Yisgachav Nami Yikri Aleika. Avodah Yisgachav is called Aleha. Dechsev Alehe Chesev Velehe Zav. So being that Avodah Zarah is called Aleha, it's for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to say Al Daiti. Because the Yidden are going to swear, we're going to observe everything that Aleha said. Is it Aleha Lashon Kodesh, as in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it Aleha Lashon Chayil, as in the Avodah Zarah? So to make it clear, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're swearing Al Daiti, Valdas HaMakim. But ordinarily, to make up a definition that's not a true definition, this was a true definition, but to make up a not true definition, for that, you don't have to worry, and Moshe Rabbeinu would never have had to preempt it. But the Gemara says, V'lei Melahu, Moshe Rabbeinu still could have got them to swear, without telling him Al Daiti, Valdas HaMakim, not by using the word Aleika, because that's misleading, but rather use the word Torah. V'leimu kaimu Torah. Be mekayim, everything it says in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say that, because chod the Torah, it sounds like only one of the Torahs. And we know there's two Torahs, Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. V'leimu kaimu shtei Torahs. Okay, so why didn't he say, be mekayim the Torahs? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that they would have in mind Torahs Chatas and Torahs Asham. Again, that's why that in and of itself wouldn't be enough, unless you add Daiti Valdas HaMakim, to make it clear, you're swearing what I think Torah means. But the Gemara says, Kaimu Kola Torah Kula. Why didn't he say, swear that you're going to be Mekayim Kola Torah Kula? How else are you going to? Kola Torah Kula implies Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh, and it's also clear that doesn't just mean Torah Shechatas, Torah Shashan. So the Gemara says, no, then maybe the Yidden would have argued that we were really Mekayim one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Avodas Kechavim, the Amar Marcham, we're Avodas Kechavim, Shekola Kechavim, 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 and Avodas Kechavim is Shekola to Kechavim, Kechavim, Kechavim. So again, it wouldn't be clear that they were actually being Mekayim, Kechavim, Kechavim, Kechavim. V'leimelu kaima mitzvah. Why didn't you use the word mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Chada mitzvah kaimu. Sounds like all you have to do is one mitzvah. Mitzvahs. Why didn't you say, be mekayim mitzvahs? Tarti, it would have sounded like just two mitzvahs. Kala mitzvahs kulan. Okay. Why didn't he say all the mitzvahs? That would imply everything. So the Gemara says, because mitzvah sitzes. They could have argued afterwards, we weren't really mekayim. We weren't really mekabel all the mitzvahs. We were mekabel one mitzvah. That shuckle to all the mitzvahs, and that is tzitzis. Not my mash kula mitzvah tzitzis. Kineged kol mitzvahs kula. V'leimelu kaimu sheish meyos v'shloish esrei mitzvahs. Why did he say be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? So says the Gemara. Why did he do that? Why do you have to say al daitiv al das hamakim? Why couldn't he just say, be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs? The teretz is, because in their minds, they could have made up code words for what tariyag mitzvahs means. It doesn't mean the tariyag mitzvahs, it means something else. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying when he told them, listen, I'm warning you, I'm letting you know that when you swear that you're going to be mekabel the Torah or the tariyag mitzvahs or whatever lashon exactly was used, that leka, you're going to make that shvua based on my understanding and based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. So if at some point later you want to wiggle out, you're going to have no way of wiggling out because you had already sweared. Tosfos, by the way, asks the obvious kasha. It sounds like the Moshe Rabbeinu was somehow concerned that the Yidden at some point are going to back out. So he tells them, swear. If he's worried that they're going to back out of the Kabbalah Satera, the Gerus and everything else that came along with what happened with the Yidden and Nasa Venishma, so for the same price, they'll back out of the Shvua. Right? If I'm not buying in, I'll just walk away from everything. It sounded like somehow, even if the Yidden felt at some point they wanted to walk away from the original bris and for everything that took place, the shvuah was going to stop them, right? Tosfos doesn't have a kasha. Ktsas kasha. Ma hoysa my eles ha-shvuah. K'moy shayu yore sheyabdu avoydus kechavim. K'moy kein hayu loy lore pen yavru ha-shvuah. Why was the shvuah more of a deterrent than the mitzvahs themselves? An interesting kasha. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. So says the Gemara, don't you have a raya from this braisa that when Moshe Rabbeinu was mashpia klai Yisrael by Har Sinai, that you see that a person could make up definitions to words when he swears? So again, going back to the Mishnah gave an example of a shvur shav. What was the example? A person swore shero isi gomel shabereach ba'aver, or he saw nachash kekeres beis abad. And if a person swears, I saw a gomel perech ba'aver, we give him malchus, no questions asked. Omeli Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, why no questions asked? Let's find out if he really meant gomel as in a gomel. Maybe when he said gomel, he meant sipayra rabba. He meant the really big bird. And you see that a person could swear and say later that he didn't really mean what the Olam thought he meant, because otherwise, why would Moshe Rabbeinu have had to tell Klai Yisrael when they were swearing, you're swearing al daiti v'al das hamokin? Let them swear would be mekabel the Tayag mitzvahs. Everyone knows what the Tayag mitzvahs means. The teretz is because he was preventing them from coming with this taina later. So you see, there is such a taina. If there's such a taina, why don't you have the taina in the Mishnah? It says, go on, l'tameich, according to you, you want to bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe was concerned the Yidden were going to come with a taina later. Leimalu, why didn't he just tell them al daiti? Aldas hamokan lamadi. Why do you need aldaiti valdas hamokan? According to you, you're addressing the concern of them later saying, we didn't mean tariyag mitzvahs. We didn't mean Hashem. We didn't mean the Torah. We just meant we'll bring a chatas and an ashram. We didn't mean all the mitzvahs. We meant tzitzis. We didn't mean all the averis. We meant avay dazar. So just say, you're swearing, I'll die tea, and let's put an end to that. Something else is going on over here. Really, a person cannot do that. There's no such thing as a person saying later, I said gomel, but I meant sipur. What then was Moshe Rabbeinu preempting? Something else. The halacha is that if a person makes a shvuah, you could be shoyel on the shvuah. You have a right to be mat the shvuah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the yidden later to be shoyel on the shvuah. You see how much shvuah Har Sinai is a real shvuah. That there's even a concept of shaylah. See, he didn't want them later to go to a rav, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The shvuah Har Sinai is batal. See, now Moshe Rabbeinu got around that. The halacha is if somebody swears, but he makes his shvuah contingent upon the Kabbalah and the understanding of somebody else. If somebody swears al das, somebody else, you don't have a right to be matter that shvuah. The only time you could be matter that shvuah is if that other person agrees. But if there's someone else's das that's somehow involved in your shvuah, the halach is without that person's consent, you have no way of walking away from the shvuah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling. You're swearing al daiti and al das hamokin. So you can't be matter shvuah. Because in order for you to be matter shvuah, you need me to consent, and I'm not going to consent. And by the way, you need a Kodesh Baruch to consent. So it's not happening. So the bottom line is, there's no way for you to be matter. He wasn't doing it to get them to understand that the definitions are what they are. You don't need al-daiti val-das hamokim to clarify what the definitions are. He was doing them to make it clear they're not going to be able to be shoyel. Mishnah 7, later isi nochash shekeres beis abad. The other example of a person swearing about something silly, first one was he saw a camel that was flying. The other one was he saw a snake that was like the beam of an olive press. Is it not true? Is it not possible to have such a snake? There was a snake in the days of Shvar Malkah. There was a snake. It was so big. It used to eat 13 storage houses of straw. This was pretty big. It was intense. So it sounds like it was Kekeres Beis Abad. So why is that a Shvur Shav? It's possible. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says no. What he meant, what this person meant when he swore was Bitarav. He meant to say that I saw a snake that had spots that looked like the grooves of the beam of an olive press. But the Gemara says, "Kulu nami mitrif trifin." Don't all snakes have such spots? So the Gemara says, "Meshagaboy tarif." Now, usually they have it more like in the neck area, in the throat area. Rashi says he swore that he saw it on its back. That's what was unusual. Meaning, it's not unusual to have a snake that's actually thick and as big as a Keres Beis Habat. It happened. Masa shahaya kachaya. But to have grooves like of a Beis Habat or spots that make it look like the grooves on a Beis Habat, that's really something that's l'shchiach. And that's the case of Shvuah Shav that he said. It's interesting that the Gemara says that there was this snake that used to eat 13 arvasa tivna. What came to mind is a Rashi in the Sechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the base. It's a Rashi tucked away in a very well-known Gemara, a well-known story. Every child knows the story of Yosef Maika Shabbos. So we know Yosef Maika Shabbos, and he buys a fish, he cuts open the fish, he finds a jewel, and he sells the jewel, he takes it to the shuk, he sells it, and he got 13 treasure chests, 13 chests full of gold. Says Rashi, was it really 13? No. Guzma ba'almahu. It's an exaggeration. Kaloi ma'hoin osok ma'oi. Just means it was a lot of money. Kach pirish rabbeinu alevi. Dechem b'chol mokoin. Wherever you find the number 13, it's a lashon guzma. Kigoyin tleiser gamli sveiki treifso chulun daf tzadikei amid beis treiser tafchi deleil. He quotes a gemara earlier in Perek called Kisvei Masechta Shabbos. But 13 is lashon guzma. So 13 is lashon guzma. This 13 is probably also lashon guzma. The Marsha in that gemara says it's true. 13 is lashon guzma, but in that gemara wasn't a lashon guzma, because just like 13 is a lashon guzma, 13 is also a misper of kedusha. The yud gimel midas shatayr nidreshes ben yud gimel midas shal rachamim. You always find this idea of yud gimel, and being that Yosef Maika Shabbos was Mekadosh Shabbos, he was involved in Kedushas HaShabbos, he was Zoicha that his Ashiris came, the Mispar HaKedusha, and the Mispar of Kedusha is the Mispar Yud Gimel, the Inka Mekoy Melaharach. I was just thinking, why would Yud Gimel be Mispar Guzma? Probably, I mean, I don't know, but it makes sense. It's because a child becomes a Gadol when he turns 13. So you want to suggest something was big, 13. Yud Gimel is Misper Godol. As a result, it became Misper Guzma. Shvua Sha'ichal Kikrazu, Shvua Sha'ichal. So the Mishnah said if a person swears that he's going to eat Kikrazu, and then he swears that he's not going to eat Kikrazu. So what's the halacha? The first Shvua is a regular Shvua's Bita. The second Shvua is a Shvua Sha. The first Shvua is a Shvua's Bita. Why not? The second Shvua is a Shvua Sha, because once you swear that you're going to eat it, you can't swear anymore that you're not going to eat it. So the Mishnah said, what are the halachic implications? Achla, if he eats it, about Shvua Sha. He's over on Shvua Shav. Meaning he's not over Shvua's Bitoy, he's over Shvua Shav. Lo yachla, if he doesn't eat it, being that he swore he will eat it, so over al Shvua's Bitoy, he's over on Shvua's Bitoy. Says the Gemara, if he doesn't eat it, he's only over Shvua's Bitoy. Hashem Mishon Shvua's Bitoy, Mechayim Mishon Shvua's Lovim Mechayim, Harayatza Shvua Shav. Why shouldn't you also be over Shvua Shav? If you don't, Marav Shach, you should be Yoyve Shvua Shav. If you eat it, you're over Shvua Shav. If you don't eat it, you're over Shvua Shav. Why is the second Shvua Shav? Because it was dead on arrival. You can't swear Shvua Shleyachlana. So you were over Shvua Shav the second you recited the Shvua. Who cares if later you ate it or you didn't eat it? I'm Rabbi Yermi, you're right. Tani, afal Shvua's Bita. What we mean to say is, Loy Achla, you're over on the Shvua Shav. You're also over on the Manav Shach, you're over the Shvua Shav. The second Shvua was dead on arrival. See, for sure over the Shvua Shav. Were you over the Shvua's Bita? It depends. You swore you're going to eat. If you eat, you're not over the Shvua's Bitoy. Thus, you're only over the Shvua's Shav. If you didn't eat, you're also over for the Shvua's Bitoy. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Shvua's Bitoy, Noi Heges, Ba'anoshim, Ubenoshim. The laws of Shvua's Bitoy that involve Lo Yachal Devaroi, Malkus, Karbonai L'Vayoyred, Nishba L'Vatal HaSametz, all the sugyas that we learned here in Perek Shvua Shtayin Basra, the Shvua Shtayin Shein Arba, and the ensuing sugya, says the Mishnah, apply to men and women equally. Bikroivin, Uberchaikin. It's true if the subject of the Shvua was a car. Rashi says, for example, a person swears, I will give my relative kach v'kach. You don't say that being that he's a kariv, the Shvua is not chal. No, what is that? No reason. Uberchaikin. Biksherim. It applies to someone that's kosher le'edus. Ubepsulin. Someone that's pasul le'edus. Bifnei bezin. Whether you swore in front of bezin. Vishalei bifnei bezin. Mi piatz. But the Shvua is only chal if you swore. Meaning if somebody else is mashpia you. For example, let's say you say, I'm not going to eat. And somebody else says, swear I'm not going to eat. And you say, I'm not going to eat. it wouldn't be chal. You yourself have to be the one that utters the word shvu. V'chayov and alzayin makis, yechayev malkis, assuming it's a lav sheyesh be'maisa, v'al shigigasa karbon ayel v'yayrit. We certainly know that. Shvu as hashav. What about a shvu hashav? It too. Nayeges ba'anashim u'banashim. Just like a man can be yoyev shvu hashav, a woman can be yoyev shvu hashav. Berchaykem u'berkraivim. It's true if the shvu hashav involved kraivim. Big sherim, someone that's kosher le'edos, can make a shvu hashav u'bzulim. B'fnei bezim, shlei b'fnei bezim, shvu hashav doesn't have to be b'fnei bezim either. The same aloch. Chayov and someone that's over shvuah shav, al zdoina malkis, val shigigasa pata. Shvuah shav, you get malkis, even though it's lav she'im by maisa, but there's no aloch of carbon oil of yard. Achazu va'achazu, regarding shvuah's bitoy and shvuah shav, hamuj bipiacherim chayev. If somebody else is mashbiya you, you're going to be chayev. Now, didn't we just say a second ago that the only time you chayev shvuah's bitoy shvuah shav is if you yourself swear, but if somebody else is mashbiya you're not? So that's going to be the topic of the entire Gemara. For example, if he says, lo yachalti ayoyim, v'lo yinachti tfilin ayoyim, a person says, I'm not going to eat today. Shvuah shalay oichal. Or I'm not going to put on tefillin. Then a person says, mashbiach ani, swear, shvuah shalay oichal ayoyim, is shvuah's bitoy. Shvuah, then I'm not going to put on tefillin. That's shvuah shav. And if the person says, swear, v'omar, amen, and he says, amen, chayiv, at that point, he's going to be chayiv. So either way, we have a few interesting halachas, right? Shvuah's bitoy, nehegas banoshim u'banoshim. Why would shvuah's bitoy not be nehegas banoshim? Women are chayiv in all ways. There's a few exceptions to the rule of Mishnah, Kiddush, and Nafchav Tesam and Al. Women are chayiv in all mitzvahs asay, she'in az mangaroma, and the chayiv in all ways asay, except for bal takifu, bal tashchis. There's a few ways asay that women are potterin. Shvuah shav and shvuah's bitoy. Why would you think women should be potter? Kraven? Why would you think Karav has anything to do with Shvuah's Bitoy? Why would you think you have to make a Shvuah's Bitoy Bifnei Bezdin? You would think that someone that's Pasul Eidos can't make a Shvuah's Bitoy a Shvuah's Shav. So the truth is, you can't fully appreciate the answer to the question until tomorrow's daf, Perek Shvuah's Eidos. Because really it's a segue. The next Perek, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow's daf is Shvuah's Eidos. Shvuah's Eidos is a parasha of Shvuah's in the Torah that involves saying Eidos. And being that involves saying Eidos, the only person that's subject to the laws of Shvuah's Eidos is someone that's a kosher A. So there, there's Allah, it's only Nehegas Banoshim V'loi Benoshim, because a woman is a Pasul A. Birchaikim V'loi Bekreit. There, there's a concept of maybe Bifnei Bezin, because Eidos has to be Bifnei Bezin. So we're just contrasting with what we're going to say. We're going to say that Shvuah's Eidos has laws that are Eidos related. It's governed by Hilchas Eidos. As a result, we just say that Shvuah's Bitoy and Shvuah's Shav is not governed by Hilchos Eidos. Either way, Zok to Gemara, a classic. Amash Shmuel, Shmuel said, Kala oina amin acha Shvuah, kamaitzi Shvuah mi piv dami. If Reuven goes over to Shimon, and he tells Shimon, swear that you did not eat today. And Shimon says, amen. Amen. He says, amen. So what's the halach? It's as if he himself made the Shvuah. And he's going to be governed by all Hilchos Shvuahs. Shvuah's Bitoy, Shvuah's Shav. So, even if you yourself don't say the Shvuah, you just answer Amen to somebody else's Shvuah. The halacha is, Kala oina Amen acha Shvuah, kemoitzi Shvuah mipiv dami. D'chsev, and Shmuel had a makar. Va'amra ha'isha, Amen, Amen. Shmuel said, because in the parasha of Soita, the pasuk says, v'shpia ha'koyim, that not only would the woman have to say in Bezin that she's clean, that she wasn't Mezana, she would swear. And it's interesting, because you don't find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah says the woman actually swore. It says, Vishpi Oysa HaKoyen. But you know what happened? She said, Amen, Vamra Isha, Amen, Amen. Amen is her way of swearing. So you see that, Kala Oyna, Amen, Acha Shvua, Kemoitzi Shvua Mipiv Dami. Who said it? Shmuel said it. So we had Shmuel's big halach and Hilchah Shvua's, and Av Chavav Amid Beis, Gomar Beliba Yitzarach Shiyaitzi Shvua Mipiv, and Shmuel the Amor is darshaning Psukim, Shenema Levate Bisvasayim. Here you have another Shmuel where he's darshaning Psukim, another big time halacha, where Shmuel said, Kala Oyna, Amen, Acha Shvua, Kemoitzi. Even though Shmuel said and Shmuel's an Amora, I have a raya to Shmuel from a Braisa and I have a raya to Shmuel from a Mishnah. Dik Tani, because the Mishnah says Shvuah Seidus Nayheges Banoshim V'Leibenoshim. What Shvuah Seidus? We're gonna have to wait for tomorrow. But Shvuah Seidus is Nayheges Banoshim V'Leibenoshim Berchaykin. V'Leibekraven. Being that Shvuah Seidus is essentially a person swearing that he doesn't know Eidus, so it's Nayheges only by men, not by women, because women are Pasul Eidos. Berchaykin v'lei b'kraivim, because kraivim are Pasul Eidos. Bikshen v'lei b'psulim, because psulim are Pasul Eidos. Veinu nehegas ala b'ruin lehed. You have to be someone that's able to say Eidos. U'bifnei bezin, v'shaloi b'fnei bezdin, mi pi atzmoi, Umipi acherim. It doesn't matter if you swore or somebody else was mashpia you. But einon chayovin ad sheyichperu bahen bebezin divin ramin. When this person in the parasha Shavuos Eidos denies knowing Eidos, he has to deny it in bezin divin ramin. Tanya bebrayso. We went to another brayso. Shavuos Eidos keitzad. Omel eidim boi vahayiduni. If someone goes over to Eidos and says, "Say Eidos on my behalf," and they swear, "Shavuos einon yoidin lecha Eidos." Oisha amur einon yoidin lecha Eidos. Mashbia ani aleichem. And the person mashbia them va amur. They say, "Amen." Bein bifnei bezin. Bein shaloi bifnei bezin. Bein mi piatzmoi. Bein mi piacherim. Kiven shekafru behen chayovim. So we have a steer and a mayor. I don't understand. Do you have to make the shvua yourself, or do you not have to make the shvua yourself? The difference between the two members must be, in one case, the person was mashpia you and you said amen. In the other case, the person was mashpia you and you didn't say amen. It comes down to the amen. So even though Shmuel and Amira said it, and really there's nothing mefurish anywhere where it says that you have to say amen, but in order to reconcile this apparent stira, there must be a nafkamina between somebody mashbiya you and you saying amen, and somebody being mashbiya you and you not saying amen. Amr Avinu Mishmei Derava Maslis and the Hacha Nami Deika. You don't have to go to the halacha of Shavuos Eidos, which is really the topic of the next week, but Yishmaka topic. But you can prove it from this mission itself, because how else did you learn this mission? The Katani Shavuos Bidunei Hegas Banasham Ubanasham Berchaykim Ubekrayvim Bekshem Ubabsulim Bifnei Bezim Vishaloi Bifnei Bezim Mipiatzmai. The mission was very clear that Shavuos Bit and Shavuos Shav is only a chal if you yourself make the Shavuos. But if somebody else is mashbiya you, there is no parasha. V'ktani Sefer, and what did the Sefer say? Zeh v'zeh, much b'mipi acherim chayim. That if somebody else is mashbiya, you're going to be chayim. Kashin hadadi. Is Shavuos Bit and Shavuos Shav only chal if you yourself make the Shavuos? Or could somebody else say the word Shavuos? Swear that what you're saying is true, and that in itself would take the effect of Shavuos, even though the one who's saying loy oichal or loy ochalti or whatever isn't the one that says shvua, right? Kashan adadi el lav shmami no hada ana amen hada loy ana amen. But the Gemara says el shvua my kamash malon. Is it in a mefurish mission? And by the way, the mission says mefurish va'amar amen chayev. It's not like Shmuel was being mechadesh the word amen. The mission even said the nuance, the distinction between the resh and the seif of the Mishnah is, did you say amen or not? So at the end of the day, Shmuel said a chiddush. Chalaoyna amen acha shvua k'maytzi shvua mipivdami. By the way, the raid on this, we'll get to Mirat Hashem in Perek Shvua Se'edus, Duran Nidorim Daf Beis, this fester raid on this. So this is a big halacha. Shmuel said a very big chiddush. But at the end of the day, Tainas the Gemara, how else could you read this Mishnah that we just learned? We have a Mishnah that says on the one hand, Shvua Bita Shvua Shav is only noyeg if you're a mujvi. And then the Mishnah says, even if somebody else is mashbiya, if you say amen, you're going to be chayav. Aha, that's Shmuel's halacha. So it's not Shmuel's chiddush then. It's a mefurish Mishnah. So what did Shmuel, what's he contributing really to this chiddush? And why is it attributed to Shmuel? Zok de Gemara, you're right. Shmuel wasn't saying his own chiddush. Shmuel knew that he was piggybacking off a Mishnah. He was coming to explain a Mishnah. Shmuel was just saying that, I want you to be clear. Understand the distinction that the Mishnah is trying to make. The Mishnah is being mechalek between a mushba mipi acherim where you didn't say the word amen to a mushba mipi acherim where you did say the word amen. If you say amen, that's like shemei ka'ayin and hilchas brachas. Or maybe it's not like Shemei Ka'in and Hilchas Brachas. We'll have to wait for the raid. But the point is, there's a concept of Kala Oina Amen Acha Shvua Kemoitzi Shvua Mipivdami. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, a real festa Shvua Shtayim. Hadron Aloch Shvua Shtayim, a real Geshmak apparent. So as it relates to raid, one of the ideas that have come up so much here in Perek Shvua Shtayim Basra, it's also an idea that comes up so much in Maseches Nedarim, something that anyone that's ever learned a little bit of Gemara is familiar with, is the idea of Mujba Va'oimed Mehar Sinai. And what emerges from all the Gemaras is that when the Yidden said Nasa V'Nishma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kof Aleim Har Kigigas, when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, they didn't just say, yes, we will be Mekabel the Torah, but they swore. They made a Shvua. And that Shvua is a regular halachic shvua that's governed by the dinim here in Perek Shvua Shtayim Basra. The Gemara uses it, for example, as a makar for why it is that a person who would make a shvua that he'll be mevatel a mitzvah, or he'll make a shvua that he'll be mekayim a loisa say, the shvua is not going to be chal, and the reason is because we as Yidden are already mushba'im va'imdim. We already made a shvua that will be mekayim mitzvahs. We already made shvuas that we won't be overlaven, etc., etc. The point is that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they did so with a shvua, and a shvua that has regular halachic significance. The question is, where in the Torah do you find that the Yidden made the shvua? You could be Mava Sedra again and again and again with the Targum, and you're not going to find a Mefurish Apostik that says that Klal Yisrael at the foot of Har Sinai didn't just say, yes, we're going to be Mekabel the Torah, but they swore as well. So something that Zil Kari Beirav, something that permeates the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh, yet not something that at first glance would seem to have a Mefurish Makar in the Torah. And if that's the case, it's Einoi Emer Eladar Sheini. How do we know that Klal Yisrael made a shvur? Now, in Kabbalah, he nekabel. But the question is there a makar anywhere in the Torah? There would seem to have to be one for this idea of shvur sasina. And the truth is, the definitive maramakim as it relates to this question is a Medrash Rabbah. It's in Parshas Nosoi. It's Tes Memvav. So the Medrash over there is darshaning the Parsha of Soita, which of course is mentioned in Parshas Nosai. The Pasuk says, V'hishpia oisa hakayin, says the Medrash, that even though literally it's referring to the shvua that the Soita would make when she was brought into the Beis HaMikdash to drink for the Mayim HaMe'oririm, but says the Medrash, homiletically, Zeh shvua shehishpiyam sheyikayim wasatayr. The Koyin is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Oysa, her, it's referring to Knesset Yisrael. And the Shfuah was Sheyikaimu Asatayr. Says the Medrash, how do I know that when the Yidden were at Har Sinai, they swore? What's the Makar to this Pshat in Vehishpia Oysa HaKoyin? Kemoda Tema, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Hine Dam HaBris, Ashekores Hashem V'goymer, the Ein Bris B'loy Shfuah. And there's no such thing as a Bris B'loy Shfuah. Says the Medrash, the pasuk says that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, they entered a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there was a covenant, if there was a bris, by definition there had to be a shvua, because ein bris b'loy shvua. Now, where do you find that the Yidden were mekabel a bris at Har Sinai? So that's already psukim in the Torah. Now, interestingly, these psukim are not in Parshas Yisra, which is the Ikka Parsha Maimed Har Sinai, but rather they're in Parshas Mishpatim, at the very, very end of Parshas Mishpatim. So we know so much about the beginning and the middle of Parshas Mishpatim that sometimes we don't get a chance to make it to the end. But really, the end of Parshas Mishpatim is the sequel to Parshas Yisroi. In fact, it's one of the parshias in the Torah that are in Muktim Umu'uchav HaTorah, and a lot of what's happening in the end of Parshas Mishpatim happened before Kabbalah HaTorah. It happened before what's the middle of Har Sinai. But either way, if you look at those psukim, so the psukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu called the Yidden, he told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering them the Torah. Vayomru kol ha'dvarim asher dibra Hashem nasa. Then the pasuk says, Vayichtav Moshe has called Divrei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Divrei Hashem. He built the Mizbeach. Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem parim. There were karbonos. Moshe Rabbeinu took half of the dam of these karbonos. Vayosem ba'agonos. He did some form of Kabbalah. He put them into some keli. Vechatzi adam zorek al Mizbeach. And the other half, he spritz on the Mizbeach. This is what we need. Then the pasuk says, Vayikach sefer habris. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer HaBris. So what was this? Rashi says, it's mi bereshis v'matan Torah. Everything that had happened from bereshis bar lekim until that point was written. And that Sefer is referred to as Sefer HaBris. Vayikra ba'oznei ha'am, vayoymru koil asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma. Vayikach Moshe Sadam, then he took the dam, vayizrek ala'am, vayoymer hinei dam HaBris, asher kores Hashem imochem al kol advar ma'ilo. So two mentions over here of this pasuk of HaBris. Number one, the Torah is referred to as the Sefer HaBris. Number two, the dam that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to spritz on the Yidden is referred to as the dam HaBris, quote, asher kores Hashem imochem al kol hadvar ma'ilo. So it's mefurish in the Torah that when the Yidden were mekabel the Torah, they weren't just mekabel the Torah, but there was a krisas bris. Says the Medrash, oh, there was a krisas bris, ein bris b'lo shvua. By the way, a makar to this idea of ein bris b'lo shvua, we're going to learn this together be'ezus Hashem after Shvuas in Chumashir. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, after Avram Avinu's encounter with Avimelech, al kein korel amokam ahu be'er shava, kisham nishpa u'shneyem. The next pasuk, Vayichrisu bris bever shava. And the Rishonim say, this is a makar to this idea. There were two things that happened. Sham nishba'u shneim, Vayichrisu bris bever shava, because ein bris b'lo yishvu. The two always came together. So anytime you find the bris, pick your bris. There's some element of shvua. There's an idea of ein bris b'lo yishvu. And being that that's mefurish in the Torah, that the Yidden entered a bris, memel there was a shvua. Now just understand this a little bit better. A bris is a covenant. It's a pact. It's a two-sided agreement where I say I'm going to do this and you say you're going to do that. It's not just I say and you say. I swear and you swear. And the oimik of bris is associated with Shvuah, that's where the Mushba V'Oimed Mehar Sinai was. Just to understand this, even one tefach deeper. And that is, we know in the Torah there's a Teichecha. Parshas Bechukaisa, there's another Teichecha, Mishnah Torah, we'll get to that in a second. But we know there's a Teichecha. Pashit, what's the Teichecha? The Teichecha is just the rules and regulations of how the system works. You're a Yid, you have an obligation to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. If you do, this Char, and if you don't, Rachmana Litzlan, there's Einish. And the Teichecha is just the detail of how exactly the Einish would be manifest and exactly how it would spiel Zechais. But the truth is, if you look in this Medrash, and you look in different places in the Rishonim, there's a little bit of an oimik. And the oimik is that once upon a time, if people entered a bris, they would make a shvuah as well, in bris b'lo shvuah. But there were two types of such brisois, or two types of shvuahs. There were shvuahs that were known as shvuahs ha'Allah, and then there were shvuahs that were known as just regular shvuahs. This is an idea that happens a lot in Tanakh, so it's kedai to be familiar with this. A shvuah ha'Allah was where I swear, and not only do I swear, but Rachmana Litzlan, the person that's swearing is mekabel the repercussions and the consequences of what's going to be if he doesn't live up to his end of the deal. So two people can be at some closing, at some sort of agreement. They can be Kodesh Bris. Top of that is a Shvuah, which sounds like it was automatic. Ein Bris B'lo Shvuah. And then they can double down. They can up the ante. And they could say, not only are we making a Bris, Mitash Shvuah, but this Shvuah is going to be a Shvuah Sa'Allah. The Soita swore, the Shvuah Isa HaKoyin, it was a Shvuah Sa'Allah. And that same Medrash that says that the Shvuah Isa HaKoyin homiletically is referring to the Shvuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Klai Yisrael at Har Sinai, says the Medrash, this Shvuah wasn't just a regular Shvuah, but just like the Shvuah of the Soita, the Torah says is a Shvuah Sa'Allah, it's a Shvuah that comes along with, if not, beware, the Shvuah of Har Sinai was the same way, and that is the Teichecha. The Teichecha is not the real Schar Einish, because really the Schar Einish is in the next Welt, right? Schar Mitzvah Bayal Malekah, and to a degree, Einish Mitzvah Bayal Malekah as well. The Nekud is something else. The Shvuah was a Shvuah, so Allah, that's what the Teichecha is. So again, it's just framing a little bit. Mushba Vaimid Har Sinai, where was the Shvuah? It's enough in the Medrash Rabbah. It was the bris that the Yidden were Mekabel and the Parshas Mishpatim, which is really a Hemshech to Parshas Yisroi, when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, there was a bris, ein bris b'lo shvuah, and this wasn't just an ordinary shvuah, it was a shvuah sa'Allah. Hence, that's exactly what the Teichecha was. But the truth is, in today's daf, shvuah is daf chavtes, it was mevur that the Yidden didn't just swear that they would keep the Torah once, they swore that they would keep the Torah a second time. And that second time was in Arvas Moyav. Gemara said, Toshma, v'chemotzinu kishishpia Moshe es Yisrael, and that Shvuah is referring to Arvas Moyav, kimavua v'gemara. So there was a second Shvuah. So what exactly was that second Shvuah? And really, a better question is, what exactly was Arvas Moyav, right? You hear this term thrown around, Arvas Moyav. What was Arvas Moyav? Now, the truth is, we shouldn't say so loud that we don't know what Arvas Moyav is, because it's not just Psukim in the Torah, it's not just the parish in the Torah, it's the whole Dvar, literally. The fifth of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah is Arvas Moyav, right? So, the fifth of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah is Sefer Dvar. What exactly is Sefer Dvar? Mishnah Torah, it's Chazara, right? Chazara, Chazara, Nachamol Chazara. Yeah, a little bit, there's definitely Chazara, that's why it's called Mishnah Torah, but the truth is that Sefer Dvarim begins as follows. Eila ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. These are the Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu told all of Klal Yisrael. Where did he tell it to them? Be'ivra Yardin, ba-midbar, ba-arava, moil suf, bein paran, uvein toifel, v'lov of the chatzeroiz, v'dizahav. So the Pasuk goes into great detail to explain the geography of exactly where these Dvarim were recounted by Moshe Rabbeinu. pasuk continues describing it. Achat aso yoy mechayrev, 11 days from chayrev, derech har seir in the direction of har seir ad kodesh barnea. Vayhi bar botn shana ba'ashtei aso chaydesh be'echad lachaydesh diber moshe al bnei yisrael chol hashitiv hashem moshe elokim. It was in the 11th month of the year, which is chaydesh shvat be'echad lachaydesh shchaydesh shvat, when Moshe Rabbeinu said everything that he said. When did it happen? Achrei hakoyse esichay melech hamayri ashiyosh bechesboin ves oig melech habosh and ashiyosh bashtoris bedrei be'ever ayardein be'eretz moyov hoyo Moshe be'eretz hatorah zoyslemer. So it's 5 psukim. It's a little bit wordy, very confusing. But at the end of the day, in short, Eila hadvarim, seifa dvarim, is dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. He began telling it to them on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He concluded telling it to them B'yoyim P'tirasai, which was Zayin Adar. So this whole story went from Rosh Chodesh Shvat until Zayin Adar. Do the math. So it's 37 or so days. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Everything we're going to find in Sefer Dvarim. Where did it happen? So there's a lot of geographical points that I mentioned, but the last pasuk says it very succinctly. You want to know in courts, it was in the land of Moav, what's known in Teresh Baal Peh as Arvois Moav. So Arvois Moav is where Mishnah Torah, it's where Sefer Dvarim took place. So what's happening in Sefer Dvarim? So a lot of Sefer Dvarim is just Chazara. It's not what it is. When Moshe Rabbeinu was chazering over a lot of the mitzvahs, now there's a lot of Dvarim Shenes Chachu Behem Ki Yodua. And that's very much what's going on here in Sefer Dvarim. Additionally, in Sefer Dvarim, you find a lot of mitzvahs that are not mentioned previously in the Torah. You could ask Yedidenu Reb Ali, and he'll tell you that in Sefer Dvarim, you're going to find mitzvahs that are mentioned in the other Chumshei Torah, but there are shinuyim. In fact, he wrote a whole sefer on this inyan, Ayin Shom. But the point is, there's a lot happening in... If the sefer was available for public sale, I'd give it more of a plug, but I know it's not yet, so... I'm saying it a little bit more cryptically. But you'll have to guess which alley I'm referring to and what the name of the sefer is. But the bottom line is a whole sefer on Mishnah Torah. But the truth is a lot of Dvarim Chadashim that I mentioned in Sefer Dvarim as well. A lot of things that Moshe Rabbeinu felt was important to implement and to institute literally Ba'achris Yomov before he was going to depart from the Yidden and before the Yidden were going to Eretz Yisrael. One of the things that happened is Moshe Rabbeinu chazed over the Teichacha. Right? That's why we have two Teichachas. We have the Teichacha in Parshas Tuchu Koisai and then we have the Teichacha in Parshas Kisava. What was the oimek of Moshe Rabbeinu chazering over the Teichacha? So now we understand a little bit what the Teichacha is. We could appreciate the oimek of it. The oimek of the second Teichacha is because there was a second Shvuah. And the reason there was a second Shvuah is because there was a second bris. So Klal Yisrael, when they were Mekabel the Torah, right after they left Har Sinai, after they left Mitzrayim, after they finished counting Sfiras HaOmer, so right then and there, they were Mekabel the Torah. And they were Mekabel with a bris and with a Shvuah, with that Teichacha, the Shvuah Sa'ol. That would repeat itself a second time 40 years later, this time in Arvos Moav. There was a second bris, which came along with a second Shvuah, which hence came along with a second Teichacha, a second Shvuah Sa'ala. And the truth is that bris, Eim Muktem U'Mu'uchav HaTorah, is mentioned very much in detail in a small parash in the Torah, Parashas Nitzavim. How does Parashas Nitzavim begin? Atem Nitzavim Ayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, Roshechem Shevteichem Zekneichem V'Shaitreichem Kol Yish Yisrael Tabchem Nesheichem V'Gerach Hashem V'Kerem Achenechem V'Choyte V'Yisach HaShoyif Memecha. Right, all the Yidin are here. Right? It's not Batach Sahar, it's an Arvos Moav. Everyone's here. What's the purpose? La'avricha b'vris Hashem Alekecha uve'alosai asher Hashem Alekecha kairis imchayoyim. Because we're going to make another bris, which is going to come with another Allah. Oh yeah, because ein bris b'loy shvua, and the shvua is going to come with another. This is mamash p'shutei shalmikra. So what's happening over here in the beginning of Nitzavim is there's another bris. L'man hakem ois chayoyim loy la'am. Vehu yeh lecholei lekim kasha dibalach vekasha nishbala b'yisecho lavram liyitzchuk liyakov. And by the way, v'lo yitcham levatchem. This is mamash like Har Sinai. Anoichi kores es abrus azoyz vesal azoyz ki emes asher yeshnoi poyimanu oimed ayoyim lefnei Hashem alekeinu veis asher anenu poyimanu ayoyim. this is really something that's going to be negay everybody. So there was a second bris. This second bris was in Arvis Moav. And by the way, just to bring out the point very stark, right after the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavoy, so the Pasuk says, Eile divrei habris, hachatziv Hashem es Moshe lichreis es b'nei Yisrael be'eretz Moav, milvad habris hachakaras itam b'chayrif. There were two brisais, and that meant there were two shvuais, which came along with the two alois, the two toichachos. So really, mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, of course, but there was a second shvua that Klal Yisrael made as a nation, and that shvua took place in Arvis Moav. So we always talk about mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, about it's true, but you should know, in addition to the mushba v'oimed me'ar Sinai, there was also another mushba v'oimed, and that mushba v'oimed took place in Arvis Moav. The truth is, the Rishonim ask Akasha, Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peches Amud Aleph asks as Kasha, and the Rishonim in different places, the Mordechai right here in Mesach Teshvuas, the Meramer Rutenberg in Atshuva, the Gedolei Rishonim, they all asked that we know that when Klal Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, they were Mekabel the Torah B'kviya. It was Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. Ad Kedei Kach, Amar Rava in Shabbos Peches Amud Aleph, Mikan Moidor Rabalei Raisa. Being that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, they did it at gunpoint. So it's for that reason, if the Yidden would come with a Tainas Oines and they would say, listen, we were never really willingly Mekabel the Torah, we weren't given much of a choice. We had no free will. Mikan Moidor Rabalei Raisa would be a legitimate Tain. Stating that, Afal Pikein Zokti Gemara Hadir Kibluo Bimea Hashverish. Bimea Hashverish, the Mekabel the Torah, it's in Zveitel. Fregen, the Rishonim, Afal Pikein Hadir Kibluo Bimea Hashverish. When the Yidden were mekabel the Torah the first time, so that was Taka Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. They were by a mountain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain, he put it on top of them, and really didn't give them much of a choice. The Melech considered a Kabbalah Ba'inis, and being that it's considered a Kabbalah Ba'inis, so Mikan Moidor Rabbalei Rais. And by the way, even though they swore, it's a Shvuah Zayinsin, Ain't Kam Mekayim Laharach. But the point is, good, that makes everything that happened to be a Kabbalah ba'oynis, and therefore, if a person wanted to come with a taina, mikan meidor rabbi rice. But what about Arvis Moav, fregin the Rishonim? In Arvis Moav, there was no mountain. There was no Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. Not only that, it wasn't even Debishta talking. It wasn't Anoichi v'lo yiel l'chami pi akvur shamanim. This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. This was a whole different Indian. And Afal Pikein, it sounds like the Yidden said Nasav and Ishma. And it sounds like it happened without a Kof Aleim Har Kegiges. Right? Klar, our Gemara talks about the merit of the Shvua. It was a real Kabbalah l'chayra. So to the extent it was a real Kabbalah, Maksham harishonim kushin neflav atzumo. You have to use nor chumash to know this kasha. And that is, hadir kibluah b'meach ha-shverish. Why not hadir kibluah b'arvas mayav? So the Mordechai quotes the Marama Rutenberg, who brings a teretz b'shem Deri, that said, quote, the hasam nami yireyim me'akadosh baruch hu, that when the Yidden were mekabel the teretz Arvis Moav, they were also afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yevim le'eretz Yisrael. Maybe the Eibush is not going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, shehoyelam likonis b'la'altar. Because really, the Yidden was supposed to have gone in Teretz Yisrael right away, and they didn't go in Teretz Yisrael right away. So now something's a little fishy. Something's a little bit off. Maybe we're not going to make it. I mean, think about it. It's 40 years later. How many Yidden had already died in the Midbar at this point? And now the Yidden are saying, so the Eibush is telling us, you know, be mekabel, be shvua, ba'ala, make a bris. I hear, not so sure this is something I want to do. But then again, I'm probably going to end up like my brethren. I'm going to be buried somewhere in a grieb in the Midbar. And it's not something that they thought was something they wanted right now. So as a result, they went ahead and they mekabel the bris. And as a result, they made a shvua sa'ala, with the ganze ganzkeit of a said deri. All the rishonim quote this. This was also considered ba'oynis. The reason it was also considered ba'oynis is because they were worried shema lo yevim le'eretz Yisrael shehoyelam likanes ba'la'altar. Dover nifla that the rishonim say. Now the truth is that really this whole thing needs to be understood a little bit better, right? I mean, first of all, if Kabbalah Satera was a Kabbalah Satera ba'oynis, to the point that the Gemara says, Mikami doi rabalei raisa. So the Kabbalah was ba'oynis, which means the Shvuah was ba'oynis. So what does the Gemara mean when it always says, Mushba va'ime me'ar Sinai? Right? It's a very, very stark kasha. It's a serious kasha. What does the Gemara always mean? Mushba va'ime me'ar Sinai. That Shvuah. So you want to tell me it was Hadi Kabluah b'me'ach HaShverosh? That's fine. So then we're Mushba va'ime me'ach HaShverosh. We're not a Mushba va'ime me'ar Sinai. And by the way, where b'me'ach HaShverosh do you even find that the Yidden made a Shvuah? There was a Shvuah. Al Rishonim on Mitzdarim. Where was it shayach to make a Kabbalah b'me'ach HaShverosh that would bind us all these generations later?
Also a very stark kasha. But a shvua, where was the shvua? But more negel in yoneinu, what was the tachlis of the shvua of Arvas Mayav? Bishloima, if it would have been beratzen. So you would say, okay, when the yidu were mekabel the Torah, bitzis mitzrayim, was kofleim harkigigis, okay, mekamoy de rabbele reisa, that whole kabbalah with the shvua, with the Allah, was all bainis. But over here, lechayra, you're telling me this is also bainis. So if this is also bainis, then my ahanu rabbanu betakantayu. What exactly did we find in? Again, if this was beratzen, okay, that would be the answer. But the rishonim are all mechiyach from the Gemara that says hadi kiblu b'me'ach hashverish, that vayistoyz ad y'me'ach hashverish, this wasn't the case. And if this wasn't the case, l'chayr, this is something that's very, very tzarechin. So I'm just putting it out there as a kasha, tzarechin, placing shvus avas mayav. If the Kabbalah was a Kabbalah ba'ines, how do we always say mushba v'ayim me'ar Sinai? How did Klai Yisrael as an am be mekabel the Torah again b'me'ach hashverish? Was there a shvua? Then it should be mush b'vayim b'me'ach hashverish. You don't even find that shvua. There's a lot here that's being left unanswered. Again, tein l'chacham yech gemoy. This is dvarim ha'imdim b'ruma shalaylam. Really, the answer to this comes from learning chumash and learning rishonim. So this is not an achronish shmuz. This is very much a chazal and a rishonim de gishmuz. Definitely something that needs to be understood. But I just want to end with one second ha'ara. And that is, the marik in a tshuva was mechiach from these rishonim that we just quoted, a davar gadol. So again, rishonim ask a kasha that mikan moidor rabbeloi raisa, stating that hadik kiblu b'me'ach hashverish. Fagin the rishonim, why did the Gemara say hadik kiblu b'me'ach hashverish? Say hadik kiblu b'arvas mayav. When the yidden were in arvas mayav, they were mekabel the Torah again. Parshas nitzavim, the toichem parshas kisavai. So if that's the case, it was a second kabbalah. That kabbalah, as far as we know, was done by Ratzin. There was no kafaleim harkigigas. So let that have been a second kabbalah, and that kabbalah l'chayra was done by Ratzin. And the Rishonim say, "V'tir etzri, da'hasam nami yireyem me'akadosh baruch hu shem aloy avim l'eretz Yisrael." The Yidden were worried, maybe they won't be born into Eretz Yisrael. Shahayodam likonis v'la'alta, and they saw they weren't born right away, so something was a little up. So they did it out of fear, even though it wasn't kafaleim harkagigas, but they did it out of fear. So the Marik, and this is in Simis Samich Gimel, he asked the Kushyatzum. He said that I don't understand what was bothering the Rishonim. The first time the Yidden were given a choice to be mekabel the Torah or not, the Eibishter immediately was kafaleim harkagigas, and he didn't give them an option. 40 years later, history is repeating itself. They're being offered the Torah again. It's ganz mistaber that the Yidden were thinking, you know something? We're being offered the Torah. Probably the Eibishter is like playing nice with us now. But ultimately, if we start hemming and hawing, and if we start showing that we're a little bit insecure, the Eibishter is going to find another mountain, and he's going to be kafaleim. And if he's going to be kafaleim, then l'chayra, we're going to end up in the same place. In the words of the Marik, that the Yidden understood that biyadai hayu ba'arvis mayav lachzor v'lichbay saleim kama harim u'gvois. What? It's a gefel mountains in the Midbar, in Arvas Mayav, the Eibishter wanted to take another mountain, and right, you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's Harim Sovavla. So, I mean, these are the mountains. So the Eibishter is going to take another mountain, he's going to plop it on their heads, and they're going to end up being in the same situation. So Tainas the Marik, why would the Rishonim muching in Arvas Mayav? They had to come up to a new Tainas Oynas. You're saying good, but say better. The same Tainas Oynas of Kafalei Markagigas killed the Rishonim's Kasha was coming from a place. There's no Kafalei Markagigas. So we have to find a new oinus. No, they found a new oinus. Gevaldik. Yagati matzasi tamen. But l'chayra, that original oinus should have been chay v'kayim. L'chayra. Says the Marik that you see from here an interesting thing. You see that if somebody finds himself in a matzav of oinus, and then it's hutter ha'oinus, the oinus this second is not there, and then the person goes ahead and he does that thing b'rotzen, it's loy mikri oinus, it's not considered that he's ba'oinus. In other words, the fear of the original oinus for sure was still kayim, but it wasn't bepoil there. Because right now, the barrel, the gun, wasn't pointing at the Yidden. And being that right then it wasn't pointing, even though there's no question there had to be an element of fear that maybe it's going to be pointing, and in fact, it was a time that it was once pointing, but Akshav, this second, Ba'asher Rusham, it was Hutter Oynes. And being that it was Hutter Oynes, the concern that maybe the oinus is going to come back is not considered an oinus. And he said, "V'nafkamina le'inyan misha asru oisa kidei sheyiten get." If somebody was forced to give a get, right? They were trying to force someone to give a get, And the person said, I hear. And then the ma'ansim went away, and this person went, and he gave the get me'atzmoy. The ma'rik was mechadish, based on this diyk in the Rishonim, that get is not a get me'usa. We don't say he gave a ma'chmasoynis, it's going to be a geherig get. There's no question in the world. Yesterday, this person was mamish being threatened for his life. Now he's not being threatened, beseder, but he chapter yesterday he was, and if he doesn't do it, then tomorrow he will again. Marik said a chiddush otzum. He says, no, yesterday was yesterday. Right now, this second, you're not doing it under the shlita of oinus, and if this second you're not doing it under the shlita of oinus, so if that's the case, it's not going to be an issue. But the Marik was mechiach this from where? He was mechiach this from the fact that the Rishonim didn't just say that this Kabbalah was considered Kabbalah of Kofle Marke Gigas because yesterday, or in this case, 40 years ago, which is Kiyoy Masmah. The Yidden were in a situation where it was Kafalim Har Kigigas. Once the Har was not physically there, you lose the hector of Kafalim Har Kigigas. Even though any reasonable person would tell you that psychologically, it's Gans Yitachinu Mistaber, that what the Yidden did under duress. It's true, but right now there's no Kafalim Har Kigigas. That removes it from Tainas Oinas and says the Marika Chiddush Lalocha with regards to a get mosa again. But the Marid is being Machicha from his Kasha. His Kasha is that why did Rishonim have to find a new Oinas? Tepegle, the original Oinas, which was what? Which was the Kafalim Har Kigigas. But the truth is, I think there's another Mahalach. It's a little drushy, but it's gesund in terms of the underlying yesoid, and that you could say to answer this kash. And this is based on a Ramei Simcha that we've mentioned so many times over the years. Be'ezus Hashem, Ramei Simcha says this in his Akdama to Sefer Shmos, and he says it in Parshas Yisrael on this pasuk Vayisyatzvu B'tachta Sahar, which is where Chazal Darshin Melamid Shekof Aleim Harki Gigas. Just to read one paragraph from Meir Simcha. Melamid Shekof Aleim Harki Gigas. Pirish. Sheheru Lehem Kvoid Hashem Behokitz Ubehiskalus Nifla Ad Kimamish Batla Bechirosam Hativi V'yotan Nishmasam Mehasogos Kvoid Hashem V'hayu Mechrochin Kimalochim B'loi Hevdo V'ro Kikol Hanivroim The yesoid of Kafalim Harkigigas was not that the Eibishter lifted a mountain and he put it on top of them. That wasn't in Akuda. That's not what it was. The yesoid was not that there was the barrel of a gun that was steering them between the eyes and they realized either we Makabal the Torah or we die. And we don't want to die, so let's be Makabal the Torah. That's not what the kfiya was. The kfiya was that it was Ato Reisel Adas, Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Einoid Movadoi, Sheheru Lehem Kfoid Hashem Behokit Ubehiskalis Nifla, Ad Kimamish Botla Bechirosam Hativi, Viyotza Nishmosa Measogas Kfoid Hashem, Voyu Muchroch Kimalach Bele Hevdo, Viroki Kol Hanivrom Toli Rak Bekabal Satera. The Yisoid was that at that second they were Malachim. What they did, they were fearing, look like they weren't people. They were mamish kimalochim, beloy hevdel. They chapped on such a deep level that the ganze welt is mamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without Torah, it's achzer eschem l'soy v'voyu, because b'shvil Yisroel, b'shvil ha-Torah, shenik gracious. They came to such a deep accord that there was no mokoyim for them to say no. If something is so clear, you can't say no. The oynis was not an oynis in terms of oynes haguf, it was an oynes hadas. Their das was forced into saying yes because they came to such a clear akara for what the emes was. That was something that the Yidden was zoicha to at Har Sinai. That tremendous iskalus they got at that moment. But afterwards, they didn't have that iskalus anymore, right? That is something that dissipated. 40 years later, when the Yidden was standing in Arvis Moyev and Moshe Rabbeinu offered them the Torah again, they weren't in a matzav of Ato Reis L'Adaski Hashem O'alikim Einoim Movadoi. That was a one-time event that the Yidden was zoichetu, where they got this incredible klarkeit. It just so happened during that one-time event is when the Yidden said, Nasev Nishma, says Rameh Simcha, that's the oimik pnimi of what Chazal said, Melamit Shekof Aleim Har Kigigas. But that's something that only lasted then. Arvis Moyev? That was a whole different Indian. So it was a whole different Indian. Machshim HaRishonim. So what about now? Why is this? Frank the Marik, what do you mean? The Svelto is bad? That's not the point. The point is that David is going to find another mountain. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is at that point. It was at the Reis Ladas, but here it wasn't at the Reis Ladas. David didn't come where the Yidden saw things that they would never see again at Bias Gael Tzedek. At that point, they were nervous. That's where they were. So if at that point, Dragon the Rishonin. There's no kafalim harkigigis. You don't have Shaharalem Klid Hashem Bahakitu Biskalis Niflad Kimamish Bottle Bihirasam Ativi. Viyatan Ishmasame Asagas Klid Hashem Bayumukhrochim Alakabalay Havdom. That's not what was going on. So where's the oinus? Zogin the Rishonin. It was a different oinus. You know what the oinus was? Be medayik to the shyness of the Rishonim. Because now it was already 40 years later. And they chap, what's going on over here? See, when the Yidim were mekabel the Torah the first time, when they left Eretz Sinai, they thought they were going right into Eretz Yisrael. It was mamish. It was 49 days later. Tmima is done. Day 50. That's when the Yidim were mekabel. It was Moisev and Nachem. He died. That's the Gansa Maisa. So they thought they're going to Eretz Yisrael. There was no other oinus. They weren't afraid. What were they afraid of? Other Abba. Life's pretty good. It looks like things are just going to get, you know, Odio Tertov. Everything's mamish amazing. Where was the Kofalei Marki Gigasak Ramei Simcha? It came from the fact that they had no Bechira. Over here, when it was an Avras Moyev, Zokderi, Hosam Nami Yurei Mea Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Lo Yevim Leretz Yisrael, Shahoyalam Nikon Hezbollah Alter. Could be that's a little bit of a knetch. When they were going to go to Alter, there was Taka no Taina Zoinis. So that was Kofalei Marki Gigas. But it's 40 years later, and they didn't go in La Alter. Now things are not working out so good. It's the Daf and Shizan Amam, and it's not so simple anymore. Now already it's a shtickle gam kielich, you know, begates amavis. I don't know. Everyone around us is dying. So make a taste, and we're going to make it in. Now there's a new Tainasainas up in the Rishonim. And that's where that new Tainasainas came from. Think Lufi this Ramei Simcha. It's Mamish Miyoshik Minchaimir. Oh, but the Emes is like this, just to end with one Zach. This idea that Ramei Simcha says it was an incredible Hiskalus at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. Everyone knows the Rambam says this. Right, the Rambam in Perkes Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, where he talks about the real Amunah that Klal Yisrael came to. He said, Moish Rabbeinu Lo Yaminu Boy Yisrom Dei Oysi Shas. Right, everyone knows this Rambam. Uba Mehem Minu Boy, when did the Yidin come to the Akara? Be Maimon Har Sinai. Sheineinu Ro V'loi Zar. Was Nenu Shamu Veloy Acher, Ha'esh, Va'koilois, Va'lapidin, Fu Nigashal Arafel, Va'kil Medabarela, Va'onu Shoyman. We heard it with our own ears. Moshe, Moshe, Leich Emer Lehem Kach Vakach, V'chulu V'chulu. Says the Rambam, the real Amuna that Klai Yisrael got, they got it in Maimon Har Sinai. And Maimon Har Sinai, we got two things. And Maimon Har Sinai, we got the Torah. But there was another thing we got in Maimon Har Sinai. The other thing that we got was we got our Amuna. The Iker Amuna that Klai Yisrael got, they got in Har Sinai. Why? Because until Maimon Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shliach. He's giving over messages. We didn't hear it with our own ears. We didn't see it with our own eyes. And Maimon Har Sinai, it was a Neinu Ro. It was Osneinu Shamu. V'loy Acher didn't come through anyone else. And that's the Chiddush of Maimon Har Sinai. So at Maimon Har Sinai, our Amuna came to a whole nother Akara. Just to end with one Lashon HaRamban, this is Lamaisa. Pasuk says in Parshas Veschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting everything that took place. So, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts Maimed Har Sinai. And then Moshe Rabbeinu throws in something, one of the Shinuyim that you don't have in Parshas Yisrael. Raki Shomer Lecha, Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid, Pen Tishkach Es Advarim Asherou Einecha, Upen Yosuru Mil Vavecha Kol Yemei Chayecha, Vahidatom Levanecha Velevnei Vanecha, Yoim Asher Amadata Lefnei Hashem Eloikecha B'chayrev. Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Yidden, Hishomer Lecha, Ushmar Nafshecha Ma'oid, Pen Tishkach Es Advarim Asherou Einecha, do not forget the things that you saw. Upen Yosuru Mil Vavecha Kol Yemei Chayecha, never allow the things that you witness and that you're feeling right now to leave your heart. Not just that. It's not enough you. Voidatam levanecha, tell to your sons. Vilevnei vanecha, and you have to teach to your enoch. What is this? Yoyim asher amadata levnei Hashem alekecha b'chayrev. The day that the Yidden stood at Har Sinai, be'emor Hashem elai, when Hashem, this Moshe talking, told me, hakali yasa'am, vashmiyem es dvaroi, asher yomudun liyiroi, si kalayomim, asher im chayim al adamo, ves meneim la medu. Pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. Again, v'nishmartem ma'idle nafshe seichem, ki loy ru'isem, etc. Hafel digab sokim. Rashi, on that pasuk, on Raki Shomel Choshma Nafshik Moed, it says a pshat. Hey, what is Moshe Rabbeinu warning the Yidden? Don't forget. It says a pshat. And Ramban, Shaloi Kedarkoi, speaks very sharp about Rashi. Ramban spoke sharp sometimes on different Rishonim. The Rambam, Eben Ezra, L'Tzoyrech, L'Toyeles, but not usually Rashi. But the Ramban over here says, no. The Einoi Nochin Klal. Rashi Shtikl Torah here to make sense of what this Pasuk means is not Nochin Klal. And the reason the Ramban said this is because Ramban said, I believe Rashi is skipping over one of the most important Yesoidas in the entire Torah. That's why he said this. The Einoi Nochin Klal, no. That's not the Pshat. Though we're going to learn Chumash Ramban, not Chumash Rashi. Because here, this Ramban, what I'm about to tell you now is from the Ikrei Amuna, like the Chassam Sofer wrote in his Tzavah, right? Ki hu roish Amuna amay learning Chumash Ramban. These Rambans, this is one of those Rambans. Mamish with oisi ois gedoi lois, neon lights. Says Ramban, aval hakosav azal ledaiti mitzvahs loisase. This is a loisase. Rashi missed the whole loisase over here. His Irbama oid. And it's not just a regular loisase. It's a loisase that comes with fest azoris. Ki kasha amash and izar b'chol ha-mitzvah. Because after, listen to these words, after the Eibishter, through Moshe Rabbeinu, tells the Yidden, then make sure you keep Torah mitzvahs. He gave the Moshe Rabbeinu another azara. Rakani mizarchem ma'oid. Lihishomer. Vilifshar. Vilishmar nafshecha ma'oid ma'oid. Just listen to these words. Liskar me'ayin bo'oi lecha mitzvahs. It's not enough you do Torah mitzvahs. Not enough to remember the mitzvah. Recite the Ten Commandments. Not enough. What you have to know is, again, ani masirchem ma'oid, lihishomer vilishmar nafshecha ma'oid ma'oid, liskar me'ayin bo'oi lecha mitzvahs. You have to know from when is gekumen the mitzvahs? Shall I sishkach maimed ar Sinai nikol advar mashiro shomei necha? You cannot forget the maimed of ar Sinai. Hakoy lois v'alapidim es kvoidei v'es godloi udvar v'ashe shomato shomei toicha esh v'soidi akol advar mashiro enecha b'maimod hanichbod ha'hu levonecha v'levnei vonecha ad oilam. That's what's going on over here in this pasuk. And then he says it again. I'm skipping a little bit. Vine koydem shizkara dibre shenemru sham. Hizu b'mitzvah sloy sase. Shalei nishkach dovra min ha'amai min ha'hu. V'loi nesira, v'loi nesireo milibenu la'oilam. V'tziva b'mitzvah sase. Shunei diya boi l'chol zareinu midar l'dar. Kol ma shahoye sham b'riyo b'shmiya. V'atoyeles b'mitzvah hazu g'doy l'miyoid. Shem hayu divrei ha'toy rabban le'me b'im Moshe levad. Because had we gotten the Torah just from Moshe, af ha'pichan of wasein this amsub oistu v'moisim, ob im yakim b'kirveinu novi oichol Chaloyim v'yitzavenu behevich min atoyv itin leinu oisum moifisi konus sofik b'leiv anoshim avuk shigi aleinu atoyim pi agvura loz neinu veinenu arois in sham emtsoy nakhish kol chilek v'chom mistapik u'neshaker oisoy lo yoyrilu ois v'lo yatzileu moifis min amisa b'yadenu ki anachnu hayoydem b'shekrusoy. And he goes on and on and on, says Ramban, Rashi set up sapshat enoy nochen klal, because we're going to miss a huge yisoid if we don't learn this Ramban. Can't learn this pasuk with another rishon. Rakti shomer l'chorish ma'nafshech ma'oid. Who pentishkach es advarim asheru einach. It's not the mitzvahs. It's the maimed. It's the fact that you saw it with your own eyes. And this is so critical. That vohidatam levonecha v'levnei vonecha. And what do you have to give over? Not the Torah mitzvahs. That, of course, you have to. That's for the madat mitzvahs b'neichem. That's for shinamtum levadecha. That's poshut. Oh, but there's another nekuda. Yoyim asher madat olufnei Hashem alakecha ba'oyrev. B'choyrev. And then it goes on. V'atikruv v'batam tachzahar. V'ar boyer bo'eish adlev ha'shamayim. You have to go through these psukim. According to the Ramban, there's a mitzvah saseh. And there's a lois aseh. And the Rabban uses such lashonas. You don't find these lashonas every day. Ma'oid, ma'oid, ma'oid. I mean, incredible lashonas from the Rabban. And what's the yisoid of that mitzvah? You have to remember not just the mitzvahs, but you have to remember me'ayin bo eilecha ha-mitzvahs. You have to remember maimed ar Sinai. Shalei tishkach maimed ar Sinai. Mikol hadvorim ashero usham einecha. For example, the Kolus de Lapidim, Kvoideves Godloy, Dvar Vashem Shemata Shamitoy Choyesh, and it's not enough that you know it, you have to give it over to your children as well. Pel de Gazach, there's a mitzvah essay, there's a mitzvah lois essay, according to the Ramban. Not only to remember Torah mitzvahs, but to remember Maimon Har Sinai. Now, when's the time to be Makai in this mitzvah? I mean, Luchairo all the time, right? It's one of the Sheish Schirois. So, these are mitzvahs midiois, Luchairo, but for sure, you would think the Dover Be'itei Matov is on Shavuos. Meaning if Pesach is the time of Yigadot Olavimcha to talk about the Nisim and the Flois of Yitzis Mitzrayim, you would think that Shavuos, which is Man Matan Teiraseinu, is the Dover Be'itei, that's the time to Mekayim Nocha Mitzvah of Yigadot Olavimcha. V'hidatum levonecha v'levnei vonecha. It's the same thing. Pesach is all about Amunah. That's the Ramban and Parshas Boy. Shavuos is also very much about Amunah. That's the Ramban and Parshas Vayetzchanan. They both come along with a chiyuv, not just to believe and know and internalize, but to give it over. There's a mitzvah of oidatim levanecha velevnei vanecha. I mean, it turns Shavuos night into a leil seder mamish. To go through the psukim and to see the koilis and the lapidim and to be mekayim mamish me inyan leinyan ba'oisa inyan. Not the igadat levincha, but v'oidatim levanecha velevnei vanecha. You know, it's Yidua, the Velz Kasha. Ilu kervonu lefnei har Sinai v'loi nosan lanu asateiru dayenu. Everyone asks, had we come to har Sinai and not gotten the Torah, what would have been Dayenu? It's because there were two dinim at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai we got the Torah mitzvahs, but Har Sinai we also came to an incredible madrega of Amunah, and that's the Ilu Kervonu Lufnei Har Sinai. Had we just been zoicha to realize that Moshe Rabbeinu with our own eyes is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had we been zoicha to anoichi v'lo yelcha mipi agvur shamanim, the yoyim Hashem madat lufnei Hashem alay kol b'chayrev, on the dvarim, just the yoyim, the maimed Har Sinai alein, Dayenu, das vol giving enough. L'maisa, we got the yoyim, we got the maimed, we got the ilah dvarim, we got the Torah mitzvahs as well. Maybe a little bit of a different punim to appreciating the Leil HaSeder, which is the night of Shavuos, which that could be Zoicha, to be Mekabel Torah, be Ahava, Uberotzen. We're already holding post to Hadar Kabloa. So at this point, we certainly could be Mekabel, be Ahava, Uberotzen. And here be Yameinu, Amen.